afternoon. Now, yesterday was World Book Day, and we're going to be talking about books now. Thinking, well, that was yesterday. Why are you talking about it today? Well, just one day isn't enough. There's a big event on that's happening over 48 hours over the coming weekend. Ruth Gasson's a team librarian for youth in the county, and writer Judith Allnut, who was a guest on this programme last time I sat in for John when he was off a couple of weeks ago to talk about World Book Day yesterday and the World Book Night, which takes place over the weekend. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Judith, when you were in a couple of weeks ago, The Poet's Wife had just been released and was doing nicely down the road in Waterstones, amongst other places.
Yes.
That, of course, was looking at the life of John Clare through the eyes and emotions of his wife. Fascinating take on that. Yeah, how's things going?
Well, things are going really well because the book has just recently been shortlisted for the East Midlands Book Award. This is a new award just started this year, run by Writing East Midlands. So I'm very proud and thrilled to have had my book shortlisted.
Yeah, and of course before that there was A Mile of River set in the drought of 76, and you're already beavering away at the keyboard, aren't you?
I am. I've done quite a few chapters of my third book, which is set in the First World War, so yes, I'm cracking on with that.
And a bit of a busman's holiday coming up this weekend with this 48-hour book idea. I mean, we'll talk about that in just a tick. But Ruth, team librarian for youth in the county.
Yeah.
A bit of an uphill struggle, surely, with all the computers and stuff that kids are glued to these days. Are enough of them reading?
Yeah, and I think what we've realised in libraries, and it's books and much, much more now, so we do have all the new computers within the library, and I have set up a creative writing group for young adults, so 12 to 18 year olds can come in every other Saturday, and I've got quite a few members because a lot of them are into wanting to be writers, journalists, things like that, and they can come into the library, and even if they haven't got a computer at home, they can go on our computers and write stuff, and then hopefully we're going to put together a newsletter that's available in libraries for young adults, written by young adults. So there's a lot of exciting things going on.
What about proper writing in longhand, though, with a pen on paper? I mean, does anyone do that anymore?
Yeah, we do that as well. The group, as part of joining the group, they get a little notebook and a pen, and during our sessions we do that. But obviously, this day and age, kids are just used to computers and putting things on there, and so we've got to embrace that.
Yeah, I think you have. I think you can't just, you know, keep your head stuck in the sand, can you? Much as I'd like to, because I really hate all that computer stuff. But I have to accept that you have to push the buttons to get things to happen in the modern age. And increasingly, that's the way it's going. Now, the BBC, obviously, were involved heavily in World Book Day yesterday. And they were leaving books in stations and telephone kiosks and all sorts of places. They've all disappeared. And people have got back to us to say, you know, yeah, we're reading this. We really like it. So that's great. That was yesterday. And, of course, it's an annual event, but it needs more than just one day to highlight the benefits and the beauty of reading, hence this weekend in Northamptonshire. So between you ladies, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the thing that I'm involved in is the 48-hour book, which involves 13 writers coming together to try and write a book over 48 hours. So we're kind of writing against the clock in a collaborative effort.
Are these established writers?
A mixture. Yes, a mixture. We have some writers shadowing more established writers as a kind of a good opportunity to get more involved. Basically, we're going to try and produce a digital book in that time, so it's a bit of a challenge, really. But the nice thing that fits in with what Ruth was just saying is that we're trying to offer the opportunity for people outside of that group in situ in the library to join in with us. So the public can come into the library on Saturday or Sunday, and the library staff will show them an ideas board where they can post their ideas, or in fact you can tweet your ideas on Twitter at 48 hour book. So lots of opportunities for everybody to be involved, and hopefully it will appeal to younger people as well because of the social media aspect. After that, once we've kind of got the thing off the ground, people can blog as well. That's at writing-futures.squarespace.com, where all the details about the project are up, and where you can add your ideas to the book as we go along after the main work is done in the weekend.
No, 'cause my